great expectation, believing, O Lord, that you have made the provisions for us for this day, O Lord, that our souls will be blessed. As we stand in your presence, waiting upon you, O Lord, waiting for you to come in our midst and bless us, we commit ourselves into your hand. Let us forget about ourselves. Let us be fully focused on serving you, on worshiping you, O Lord. That's the only way we're going to benefit from this service, O Lord. Bless the Sunday school upstairs for the children and the youths, O Lord. Be with them and descend in their midst, O Lord, and meet their needs, Heavenly Father. We commit this service into your hand from now until we finish, O Lord. The preaching of the word, the worship, the offerings, the special items, everything, let it be under your leadership and come and bless us. Take now control of this Sunday school lesson. Be with us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless those who are still on their way coming, O Lord. Grant them traveling mercies and unite us together. It will be for your glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So for our Sunday school lesson today, we have less than 25 minutes left. So I'm going to quickly go through where we stopped last time. So for those who are not there, we are still on our main topic, the church. Amen. So we have seen different parts of the topic. We have seen what the church is, what it takes to become, you know, to be member of the church. We are seeing it now, how you enter the church by the new birth. But before that, we saw what it means being a church of God, what really, upon what that church was built. We saw it was upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. We took many Sundays to see what the revelation of Jesus Christ is, what Jesus Christ is in our day. Because if you don't get all these concepts, put them together, you don't really understand what the church is. The church is those people who are called out of this world, out of this system, to become a special people. But that calling out is based on the revelation of Jesus Christ. You can come out, but without a revelation, you are just a follower. But we don't want followers, we don't want proselytes, we want people who are following, knowing what they are following. People who come knowing they've got, they've received the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if you are built upon that revelation, nothing will move you. And according to what Jesus told Peter, the gates of hell, they can come, but they will never prevail. That's why Peter, he received the revelation. He was established on what Jesus Christ was, but he needed to go a bit further because getting the revelation was the foundation. But Jesus said, I will build my church on the revelation. So if you have the revelation, the church is not built yet. It's ready to be built. You have put the right foundation. You have obtained the revelation, but now the church must be built. That's what we are looking at now. It should start by the new birth. Because Peter received the revelation, but he was not converted yet. Amen? Jesus said, when you are converted, he had just spoken to him, Peter, you are blessed, you have received the revelation of who I am. I will build my church on that revelation. But a few verses later, he tells you, when you are converted, strengthen your brethren. So he was not converted yet. Conversion is new birth. Amen? Conversion is new birth. So you receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, which is good, and we have seen in this day the revelation of Jesus Christ is in the promises of this day. Amen? So now you have to go through the process of new birth. And what is new birth? That's what we are seeing today. Last time we saw the reason why we must be born again. The prophet says we must be born again before our first birth was not correct. We came in the world through the revelation of the devil. Amen. We came through the world in the world through sin. The prophet says, now to begin with, the reason we have to be born again is because the Bible teaches us that we were all born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and come to this world in the Our nature to begin with is sin. So we saw last time that the very manner by which we came is sin. So that's why we must be born again. We're seeing Jesus didn't need a new birth because he came the right way. The prophet said he went from a thought to a theophany, and then he became the Word, and then he became flesh. Amen? The Word was made flesh. He went from a thought, from a thought, he became the Word, as the prophet says, the pillar of fire, and then he became a theophany, and then he became flesh. So, through that process, he was not born. That's why even his very birth, his very conception, God allowed it to come in a special way. That's why he didn't need a new birth. His nature, the Word was part of his DNA.
Amen.
His makeup was the Word. That's why he couldn't make any efforts to obey the Word. Living the Word was part of him. His identity was the Word. In the opposite side, to sin was something strange to his being. Committing sin was something that he has to struggle. He didn't even commit sin all his life. But when it came time for him to become sin for us, you saw how he struggled. Because this was not part of his makeup. It was not part of his being. He had to fight. He had even to start to try to disobey his father's will. Why? Because it was not his makeup. It was not part of him. His nature was not sin. That's why we were showing last time that the same way it is natural for us to sin, the same way we born, we start lying without making any effort, the same way he was with him living the world. So in the same way we struggle to obey to the word of God, the same way we want Jesus to become sin, it was something he had to make a big, big concession for him to become sin. But since becoming sin was part of the Word, and since he was the Word, though it was not his will, he accepted it. Even if the Word said something that was contrary to what he believed, to what he thought, but since it was the Word, he accepted it. That's what God is calling us to, becoming that Word. So that when you are born again, when we reach to that stage, practicing living the Word won't be a struggle anymore. It will become part of you.
Amen.
That's why Jesus says we must be born again. The very way, the very channel by which we came to this world is sinful. That's why we must be born again. That's what we saw so far. Now, what's next? Because you were born with a certain nature, Jesus is asking you to be born again. You can't be born again while still living in that old nature. That's a principle. If he's asking us to be born again, it means we have to put an end to our first birth. What we have been up to now, put a stop, and then become a new life. So it calls for death first. You have to put your new birth completely to death, because our first birth is our first husband. Amen. We are born into sin, we are married to sin by our first birth. According to the law of God,
A woman can't marry another man unless the first husband is there, isn't it?
Right.
Amen. So we are being called to a new nature, to a new marriage, but that can't happen as long as the old husband is still alive. We have to kill the first husband first. We have to go through a process of death for that new process to begin. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
So, the prophet says we have to go through death. Now, in the song, now the approach to this birth, there is an approach to death. And to approach this birth, you have to go through a process. Just like anything that lives. Anything that lives again has got to die first. Amen. And you cannot keep your same spirit, you cannot keep your same habit, you cannot keep your same thoughts. You've got to die. You've got to die like he died. You've got to die on his altar, like Abel did with his lamb. You've got to die with your lamb. You've got to die to your own thinking to be born with his thinking. Let the mind that was in Christ be. Amen. So that's the way. Because the Bible says the salary, the wage of sin is death. Amen. The salary of sin is death. So since the law of God requires death when there is sin, Jesus had to pay the price. Though he didn't sin, but when he became sin, the law of God was clear.
Amen.
When you sin, you have to die. That's why Jesus had to die. So do you think we, you and me, will escape the law of God? The law of God is to be born again. And especially when you were born in sin, the salary of sin is there. We have to die for ourselves. To be born again, you must die. That's why Paul, after experiencing that process of death, he could testify now in his life. Through his epistle, everywhere in every single of his writing, you'll see he's referring to the old himself and the new himself. The old Paul and the new Paul. And showing clearly the divide between the two lives, showing exactly what process he has been through to become the Paul we know. In Romans chapter 6, he says, from verse 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace has come? God forbid. How shall we? We that are dead to sin, live any longer than it. Paul is calling a thought here of death to sin, showing that he has been dead to sin and he can't live any longer than sin. Knowing not those three, that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into death. So through this is a notion we'll get to in the later lesson. When Paul is mentioning baptism here, he's showing something much deeper than going into the natural water. It has its place getting into natural water. But the baptism Paul is talking about here is the process of death to yourself. It's the process of self-abandonment. To die to what you hold for dear to yourself. The many of us as well baptized into Jesus as well baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
He's
keeping on referring to being dead, not only dead, but being buried with him. That like as Jesus Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. That newness of life comes only after he has been dead. He's referring to his death, then the newness of life. Then the new birth comes. Paul didn't skip steps. He didn't jump from Paul the killer, from Paul we know as a Pharisee, to I am a newborn. Yes. No. And if you study the life of Paul, you see, he spent a long, long time in the backside of the wilderness. He spent a long time alone with God, trying to seek the mind of God, trying to kill the cold himself. He stayed there until he was convinced that something. So he came, and then he could write his testimony. He has been buried, he has been dead, and now he's living in, he's walking in a newness of life. The process of new birth have really taken place in his life. It started by him giving himself to what he had before as value. Today we see many people in the ecclesiastic world today. New birth has just become a slogan. I'm born again, I'm born again. But when you go to see what he calls exactly new birth, it's not it exactly. It was Elvis Presley yesterday, right? Tomorrow, the next day morning is Elvis Presley in New Orleans. There's no real consideration of what it is exactly, what it takes to claim that you are born. It's the process of death. We must see. Jesus was dead as dead could be. At the cross, he was there. Everybody saw that his body is dead. Then they went and buried him. And then he came up in a new life. Paul was a different person. People that knew Paul were astonished when they saw him. Some of them tried to run away because they knew him as a killer. But they could notice a real change in Paul. It was not only a claim. It was not only something, a confession, but it was actually a life. People would see exactly that. Death took place and a new life is now. That's what we are called. That's what we are called to put to death our new self. Sorry, our old self. To put it to death. So that anything that you, the prophet says, your thinking, your ambition, your projects, Paul may have had many big projects. Maybe he wanted to become the high priest. Maybe he wanted to become, I don't know, a big civil servant in the Roman Empire. But when he went through that process, he became a prisoner. He said, I am the prisoner. Anywhere God wants me to go. Even when the prophecy comes that this man to whom belongs this belt, when he will go to Rome, he will be arrested and put to death, he said, I am the prisoner. I have to go. Because it's not my will anymore. It's this will. That's the real process. The end of the process. After you have been completely dead, then we can talk about it. But as long as we have not gone through death yet, forget about it. So we are not born again. Paul says, verse 5, for if you have been planted together in the likeness of his death, always referring to them, we shall be also in the likeness of. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Very important. Our old man is crucified with him. That the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. In other words, the body of sin, our first nature, must be crucified. The prophet says it's like the brazen serpent It, your body must become as solid, solid dead as the present serpent in the desert. Because Jesus symbolized that serpent. There was no life in the serpent. We must testify.
Hallelujah.
A dead body, brother, you can step on its toes, it won't react. Because the body is dead. Amen.
Amen.
Can you try work on your to step on your toes this morning? Will you, how will you react? Amen. How will you react? Let me just try it with my shoes. Step on your there's the smallest toes there. We'll see how you react. Amen. Because you are not dead yet. But when you are dead, when you are completely dead, they can whip you from morning to night. We won't react. They'll push you one side to the other. That's what Jesus is calling us to. To get to that stage when someone can start telling lies about you. You say, I'm dead to lies. I'm dead to these things. I accept it for the sake of the Lord. Someone can start, you know, whatever. They can say bad things about you. They can say, take anything that has value from you, but you accept it. That's what God is calling us. Death to self. But if you are still alive, we can't talk about resurrection. We can't talk about burial. Because even the true test that you are dead, we are going to bury you. Amen. You can stage your death. You know people sometimes they stage death. Oh, he's dead, okay, he's dead. They put everything there, coffin, they put him in the coffin. Ah, he's dead, he's dead, he's dead. People will cry, everything. But the true test will be at the burial. Will take you with the coffin. And you'll be there. If you are not really dead, you'll follow all the ceremony. Oh, now, you know, the car is coming. Now everybody is ready. Now, you know, they are singing the last song. Now they put me, now they are bringing me to the very end. They put you out of the small the car. Now they are taking the coffin to the grave. That's the true test. If you are really dead, we'll know it there. You may pretend to the last moment when it's time to put you down. You say, no, please. The truth will come. Amen. The truth will come out. Because if you are dead as dead, the dead body doesn't resist prayer. They'll take you, they'll put it there, they start putting the ground, everything back. That's what Jesus is doing. Anything that you will say, you will say, amen. Anything he requires from you, you will say, amen. It's not your will anymore. It is will. The Lord says, ask me if it is. To be born again, you must go through the process of death. Everything that has to live has to die. You take a grain of corn. If that corn ever expects to live again, it's got to die first. If a grain of wheat ever expect to live again, it is totally impossible for that corn, that wheat, that flour, that tree, that grass, that vegetable. Everything that expects to live again must die first. Then, how are you going to escape it? You've got to die first. You've got to die. Die how? The prophet said, to yourself. Die to all everything so that you can be born. You've got to do that. If you don't die, you can never live again. He says, now I must die. Now that doesn't turn a new page now. You say, Brother Branham, I've been coming here for a long time. I've been a member of this church. That doesn't mean that you are too many new church. But actually die and be born again. You've got to feel so guilty when you stand in his presence. You've got to be so guilty and feel so guilty till it will kill you. Amen? You've got to find that guilt in you. Renounce to whatever you consider as value for in your past life. Renounce to whatever you are considering as being important for you. Feeling guilty to that. You know, having renouncing completely. Hate came to hate that thing. Because Paul went to the backside of the Jesus and he renounced. He came to a point where he said, I don't want it anymore. It doesn't represent anything for me anymore. And then you've got to be so guilty. Your whole life will die right there. So when you come to that point, then you are ready for that process. When you come to the point of death, then you are ready for that new life. Amen. So let's just wrap it up. And next time, we'll finish it up. New stage. That's great. Dear Lord, now we command ourselves into your hands. Take us through the rest of the service. Lead us and bless us. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.